first day of Christmas, what did your true love say to you? It's the Christmas week. Yes, we know 2020 came with so much, would I say, energy, that it's the Christmas week, and you see people saying on all social media that they cannot believe that Christmas is here already because so many things has been happening. My name is Sylvia Nkwanta, and you're welcome to Sales Health Nuggets. I am so excited. Yes, you'll be wondering why I'm so excited. I have a good news, but I'll be saying it at the end of the show. Today, we'll be looking at something we experience mostly during the festive period. I experienced this on Saturday. What I went through. I'll give you guys the gist. So, on Saturday, I was not meant to go to work. I had to cover up for someone. So, Saturdays usually calm because less patients and less activity. But this Saturday was, we had like a special investigation to do. After doing that, I thought, okay, after that one, it's okay, would maybe rest, close early, before you know, patients started coming. And after that, okay, we kind of closed early, but it was so stressful, like a normal working weekday. After work, I decided, okay, let me buy things for stew, because I needed to, tomorrow is Sunday, and if you don't eat rice on Sunday, it's as if there's something wrong for me. So, okay, I went to the market, and I bought things for stew. And when I came back home, I had to start packing, arranging things, washing. I had to wash clothes, I had to cook. As I was cooking, I had to start arranging some things. My sister called that I should help her fix some things before she came back. You know, in a bit to all do this, my hands was here, my hands were there, and I was so tired. In between arranging things, I started to feel a little bit dizzy. Because I was drained. I skipped lunch and I took noodles in the morning. So imagine having that, my stomach was basically empty. And that was when I realized that I was stressed. What I told myself was that there is still tomorrow. Tomorrow you can always do other things. The fact that you're able to do a liter of it means that, okay, tomorrow the work will be less. So you'll be able to do other things. Today we'll be looking at how do you prevent and ease off stress during the festive season. This is what we'll be looking at. I've realized most times it's the festive season. It's a time for joy. It's time for happiness. So why are we stressing ourselves so much? You end up, you know, doing so much and you forget the reason for the celebration. You forget that it's the festive season. This is the time you take break off work to relax with family. But we end up engaging in so much activity. And by the time it's January, we would not even feel like there was actually a holiday. So it is very, very important we know how to prevent and also how to ease of stress. We'll be looking at 9 ways, or approximately 10, but 9 specific ways where we'll be buttressing how do you prevent and ease of stress during this festive season. This is a season for celebration. It's not for you to have elevated blood pressure or for you to have mood swings. We all know that the holiday season brings a lot of stress. You have so many people coming in, even the ones that you're expecting and the ones that are not expected. You have so many unwelcome guests, and sometimes it also makes you depressed because you're trying so much to fulfill so many things, so many persons' needs, your family, your spouse, your children, extended family. Sometimes it can just be crazy. It can just be overwhelming. And we get overwhelmed with going to the market, cooking. We get overwhelmed with cleaning, entertaining guests. It's not even Christmas already, and I was already feeling so stressed on Saturday because I had to arrange, I had to clean, I had to do so many things. And it was getting on me. So I had to just take a chill pill and relax. So now we'll be looking at what are the ways for you to prevent and also ease off stress. You know, this Christmas or this festive season is actually going to be very, very different from the one we're used to, because this season is with COVID-19. So most persons are even afraid of going home. Most persons are afraid of relaxing, the things you usually do, family time, family outing, family picnic, going to your village, going to visit some persons. Everybody actually is skeptical about doing all these activities because you don't want to spread COVID-19, even when you know you don't have it. But you can't tell if the next person you're hugging, if the next person you're shaking actually has COVID-19, because you can't really tell who and who has COVID-19. Some persons are asymptomatic. So you need to be very, very careful. In as much as we want to celebrate the season, we also need to be very, very, very careful, because COVID-19 is here and we need to acknowledge it. First of all, the easiest, or would I say the simplest way for you to actually prevent stress, is that you should be realistic. You should be realistic, number one. The holiday doesn't have to be as perfect like last year on, because we all know that this year came with COVID-19. So you need to be very, very realistic. You need to find ways, new ways to actually accomplish things. You need to be very, very realistic that your plans may be different from last year, or maybe different from every year. You should be realistic. That is one of the ways, or the first most important way. We all know that funds are not as easy to come by as they were. COVID-19 affected the economy. So the fact that you may be using maybe 500,000, 200,000 for your Christmas, if you use 100,000 this year or 50, it won't kill you. You need to be realistic. You need to be realistic. This actually brings us to the second way. You need to learn how to stick to your budget. You need to learn how to stick to your budget. Because if you remember, January comes with its own bill. So if you don't know how to stick to your budget, it will make you to overspend. Before you start to shop, before you start to buy foodstuff, before you start to go for clothes shopping, jewelry shopping, any form of shopping, any form of spending, ensure that it is what you can afford. Not just ensuring that it's what you can afford. Write a list. Stick to your budget. If you say you're going to spend 50,000 this Christmas, please. I know there's some people who say miscellaneous encore. Miscellaneous. It's true, there's miscellaneous. So let me just say, maybe you make miscellaneous 55. Let's put it like that. For persons who would always put miscellaneous unko, yes, there is miscellaneous. You never can tell if something comes up. But if you're going to spend 50K, please spend that 50K. Do not try to buy happiness with so many gifts. Do not try to buy happiness with spending. Because if you want to find happiness, some persons will disagree with me, but it's my own take. You need to stick to your budget, not just for your pocket, but also for your heart. And not just your heart, your health. And also your mind. Because if you go beyond your means, you end up being in debt. And if you're in debt, your blood pressure would increase. So you need to do what? Stick to your budget. Sticking to your budget helps you to save and also helps you to plan ahead. This brings us to the third way for you to prevent or ease off stress during this festive season. You need to plan ahead. You cannot do everything on the same day. For example, on Saturday, I came back, I wanted to cook stew, I wanted to wash my clothes, and also arrange my bag, clean the house. I wanted to do everything that Saturday. I was just feeling like, Superman. I came up with so much energy. Though I was stressed out, like telling myself, I'm going to do everything. No. And later, I felt the effect. You need to set aside a specific day you want to go to the market. You want to go to the market for foodstuffs, for easy meat, chicken, fish, anyone you want to use to celebrate. You need to set out a particular day for it. You would also set out a particular day that you want to go for clothes shopping. You need to set it. You also need to plan ahead. You know, when you plan ahead, you tell yourself, okay, this Christmas we'll be eating rice and chicken, or we'll be eating pounded yam and onugbu soup, or we'll be eating, you know, you tell yourself this, so that you plan that, okay, since we're going to be eating, I will spend this amount, 20,000 is going to cover for the rice I want to cook, 10,000 for the chicken. It helps you to be realistic. It also helps you to stick to your budget. And when you plan ahead, it helps to prevent last-minute shopping. And then you also save money because you tend to write a list. While growing up, whenever you're going back to school or whenever you want to go to the market, my dad would always say, where is your list? He would always ask you, write the things you need down. It's even so funny that I can't go to the market now, even though I'm not with my dad now. I can't go to the market without a list. It's not the list that I write in the market. Because there's this thing, marketmen will tell you that, why would you write list from the house? That don't you know the price is always fluctuating? But when you write your list from the house, you already have, this is your budget. So you need to plan ahead. You need to write a list. You need to tell yourself, okay, I'm going to do this at this particular time. Then you push everything aside. You are no superhero. Though you may be a superhero, but you don't know what your kryptonite may be. Even Superman had a weakness, so you don't know what your kryptonite may be. So you need to take it easy. You need to be realistic. You need to stick to your budget, and you need to plan ahead. The fourth way for you to prevent and ease off stress, you need to learn how to say no. You need to learn how to say no. For persons, it's even hard for me. You need to just learn how to say no. Because this festive season, many persons may be so demanding of your attention, of your money, of you participating in one activity or another. If you feel it's overwhelming, say no. I actually realized, okay, there was something that happened. Someone asked me and I actually said no. I was rehearsing how to say no. And when I said no, I didn't feel bad. I actually thought maybe I'll start to feel bad. But I didn't feel bad. I felt at peace. So you need to start embracing how to say no. Not saying no for very, very important things, but saying no when you feel it's going to be draining. Say no when you feel you have no other choice. If you say yes, you may be tampering with your health. If you say yes, you'll be tampering with your planned activity already. If you say yes, you may be going beyond your budget. If you say yes, you may be putting yourself at risk of being in debt. And if you say yes, you're not being realistic. So you need to learn how to say no. Most especially this Christmas period, children can be, mommy, I want this, mommy, I want that, mommy, I want this, mommy, I want that. Stick to your budget. Tell them, okay, this year we'll be getting this. We can't afford to get this one, but I promise you, or hopefully, we will get this come next Christmas. So you need to learn how to say no. The fifth one, many of us are on this table. We would always say something must kill a man. Do not abandon all your healthy habits. Some persons, they do exercise in the morning, yoga, jog, you reduce the amount of carbs you're taking, you drink more water, you try to eat early, you meditate, you rest. But once the festive season comes, everybody, all man will just abandon it. It's like, it's time for freedom. One day it will not kill me. One day it will not add more fat to my body. Just one day. No worry, this is Christmas. After Christmas, January, I will be very, very serious. That's what we keep on telling ourselves. That is what you will keep on telling yourself, because you tell yourself, Christmas now, make I enjoy. But please do not abandon whatever healthy habits you've inculcated. Do not abandon it. Do not let the holiday become a free for all. You start to overindulge. You start to overindulge. And when you now overindulge, then that when it's down 29th, 30th, you now start to feel guilty. You now start to say, if I know I reject that cake. If I had known, I would not have eaten so much at that event. If I had known, I would have said no to this. And it would make you feel stressed. Because guilt increases stress. So you need not abandon whatever health habits you've acquired. If you jog in the morning, jog. If you know you traveled for the Christmas, you went to your village. If you feel jogging in the morning may not be safe, then you could jog in the evening. If you feel, we cook together because it's the holiday and everybody cooks together, and if they are frying, they fry. If you want, you take liter of it. The fact that you're not drinking alcohol, that doesn't mean that when you go home for Christmas, you must drink alcohol. If you know it affects you, you need to avoid it. If you know when you overindulge in parties, whenever you go for so many functions, you come back feeling draining. Or feeling drained, you need to reduce the one you go to. You must not attend all the events. You can tell yourself that, I'll go for the wedding. I would not go for the party. I would go for this, I would go for that. You're specifying, this is what you want to do, this is what you would be doing. So it will be helping you to actually stay healthy, so that by January, you will not be having guilty feelings. That is the fifth way of you to do what ease of stress this festive period. Let's now look at the sixth way. The sixth way also has to do with the fifth way. When you do not abandon healthy habits, thereby you'll be indulging in regular physical activity. Like exercising, if you know you do brisk walk in the evening, keep on doing it. If you know you jog, keep on doing it. If you run, keep on doing it. If you do yoga for like an hour in a day, do it. If you meditate, if you usually drive, you cycle, whatever physical activity you do, don't abandon it. You need to, because this festive season, it's so much full of activities. And a little bit of physical activity, a little bit of exercise, will give you the right frame of mind. So you need to have that at the back of your mind, that you should indulge in your normal, regular physical activity. This will help. The seventh way for you to prevent or ease of stress is that you need to take a breather. You need to ease off. You need to, take some breather. You cannot, we've been saying this, you must not participate in everything. You need to make time for yourself. You need to find something that would help you to refresh. You need to, sometimes when you're with family is beautiful. That is one of the things I look forward to for Christmas. spending time with family. But sometimes the activities are draining. You need to recess. You need to go for a commercial break. You need to tell you, you can just ease off. You can just say, okay, I don't want to participate. I just want to sleep. I just want to rest. I want to take a walk alone. Though it may seem like you're an introvert, you're not participating in everything, but your health matters a lot. You need to have that at the back of your mind. Your health is important. So if you know taking a chill pill will make you chill and make you feel refreshed, then you need to take that chill pill. You need to take a breather. You must not wake up by 6 a.m. and start to cook for the entire compound every day. You must not go for all the whole parties. You must not participate in all the whole things. You must not, you know, because it's a season for also yourself. It's holiday. Even if you're the mother of the house, you also need to relax. You need to relax because in just a 2 weeks holiday, before you know, January comes with his hustle and his bustle, with people trying to save up so much money to pay up debts, and it can be draining. January can be so draining, and it seems January is like the longest month in the year. So you need to take a chill pill, relax, take a breather. That way you'll be preventing and you'll be easing off stress, most especially easing off stress. This is going to help you. It is very, very important. Also, the eighth one, you need to have some fun. You need to have some fun. Those of you, or those of we, who would sit indoors, even when we come back from work, when they say come out, you just tell yourself you want to just stay inside your house, because you just feel comfortable. You need to learn. We need to learn. We, you, I, need to learn how to have some fun. It's the festive season. Enjoy it. Enjoy it. Take yourself out. Do something nice for yourself. Buy that hair you've always wanted. Buy that shoe, that cloth. Visit that person you've always wanted to visit. Talk to that person you have always wanted to talk to. Make contact. Spend time with family. Spend time with your kids. Ask them what they want. Tell them about Santa. Tell them about Christmas. Have some fun. Laugh. Don't fringe the laughter. Make it genuine. Make it a genuine laughter. Make it come from within. Do things that would bring fun to your life. It's the festive season, so you need to enjoy it. The ninth way for you to prevent stress is that you should avoid conflict. You know how 29, 30, even 24, you're at the market or you go to the mall, and then you see people who are trying to skip the line and just boom, 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 or trying to do one or two backyard business, trying to, you know, settle people for them to go ahead of you. Just avoid them. Avoid them, because they could ruin your holiday. Or you go to the market, you see people who are trying to cheat. You know, this first instance, the person wants to make money through any form of means. You know, this Maggie is 20 naira. They will not come and tell you, madam, it's 30 naira if nobody go. Please avoid such press. Whenever you see it's leading to conflict, just waka de go, back out. Whenever you see it is leading to conflict, because some persons, they would increase their prices. If this person says it's 30 naira, and it's not what you know it to be, and you know that it is actually not it, go to the next shop. Don't try to start arguing. Don't try to call the person Ole. Don't try to call the person Barawo. Just move. Move. You need to move. Move to the next one, on to the next round. You need to move. Don't try to confront anybody. Just avoid conflict. Some persons are already stressed out. Some persons, they already have whatever emotional problem they have, so they just want to pour it out on someone. Don't be the scapegoat. Just move on. Just avoid conflict. It would help you to prevent stress. And the 10th way for you to prevent stress is you should acknowledge that you're stressed. I actually did that on Saturday. I acknowledged the fact that I was stressed and I needed to take a rest. You need to tell yourself that you're stressed. When you're stressed, you'll be able to take a chill pill. You'll be able to relax. You'll be able to, you know, go and hibernate so that you feel renewed when you come out again. So you need to acknowledge that you're stressed. So these are the 10 ways for you to prevent and ease your stress during this festive season. We said the first way, you need to be realistic. You need to stick to your budget. You need to plan ahead. That was the third one we said. And we said the fourth one, you need to learn to say no. Saying no does not kill. Also, remember number 5, do not abandon your healthy habits. Do not abandon them. Remember to indulge in your regular physical activity, in the normal exercise you do. That is our sixth way for preventing and easing of stress. Also, take a breather. Number 7, the magic number. Take a chill pill. You must not be available for every single thing, so take a chill pill. Remember to have some fun. That is the 8th way. Remember to have some fun. It's the festive season. Enjoy it. Avoid conflicts. Some persons are already angry. They are just looking for way or means to actually dish out their anger. Avoid them. Avoid. And acknowledge that you are stressed out. That is the 10th way of you preventing and also easing of stress. My name is Sylvia Nkwanta. Lest I forget, I said that I am very, 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 very extremely happy. I want to say a very big thank you to Reiji Radio. I actually won the first bus OAP. Sales Nuggets. Yippee! I was actually very, very shocked, should be told, and I'm excited. Don't forget to join us on Tuesdays on Reiji Radio by clicking on reijiradio.com. You could always follow us on our social media pages. You could follow us on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn at Reiji Radio. And you could always send me a direct message on Facebook at Sylvia Euro Nkwanta. Also on Twitter at Miss Silfor. So, this is Sales Health Nuggets. Your health is your number one priority. It's the festive season. Enjoy it. Have some fun. Remember every healthy habit you've actually inculcated from the beginning of this year. Do not forget it. Do not abandon it. Love yourself. See you next time. Merry Christmas.